Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great James Brown bringing us back. Papa's got a brand new bag here on the Small Business Advocate Show, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Having a great visit with our good friend, Brain Trust member, Catherine Crowley. Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. She's the co-author of Working for You, Isn't Working for Me. And I heard tell, Catherine, that there's another book out there somewhere. I actually don't have it myself, but I've heard that there is another book somewhere. Is there any truth to that? I mean, surely if you have a book, I would have it, but apparently I don't. So is there another book, Catherine?
There is, and Santa is a little late in delivering it to you, Jim, so we'll get it to you.
Okay, all right. Well, I just want to make sure. Now, you know, I don't want there to be any resentment between you and me. I want to get this thing, you know, let me see, what are the facts, what happened? I'm going to go through all this.
There you go.
what's the new book?
The new book is called Mean Girls at Work, How to Stay Professional When Things Get Personal. And actually... Yeah, well, actually, it goes very much in line with what we're talking about. There's a section in it called Dropping a Pound of Resentment, because this is true in terms of for women who are extremely caring and who care a lot. Sometimes they care too much, and our brains are actually wired in such a way that while we're slower to get angry, when we get angry, we have a harder time releasing it.
Men and women fight different, don't they?
Yes, very differently, yes. They do.
And when I say fight, I mean that in the broadest sense. Could be a lot of different ways of fighting, right?
No, two guys will yell at each other or maybe punch each other out and then go have a beer. Whereas for women, you know, it's a slow simmer and then a boil, and then they have a very hard time. They could resent each other for years.
They have a hard time really getting over it, more so than guys, don't they?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So are you saying that all these things we talked about in the previous segment women should pay more attention to this than guys? I'm not saying that. I'm just asking the question, right?
No, because I think to your point, it's interesting, even while you and I are talking about it, you're talking about what you may have done. I'm talking about what someone may have done to me. I think both parties, it's very good to examine your relationships and see what's going on. And I think if there's anything that is problematic between men and women, is that men sometimes, when they don't know what to do, they just ignore it.
Right.
So it's very valuable to take an inventory. And as I mentioned before, it's about saying, what happened here? What are the facts of the situation? What's their part? Looking what your part might be. And then the fifth step is to see, what are my options? So we could give an example, like even I was just thinking, like a Christmas bonus. Let's say you gave an employee a Christmas bonus and they didn't thank you. And you have some feelings.
Happens all the time.
It sure does. So
many times. It should never happen.
It shouldn't happen. But again, lack of awareness is very true for some people. Mm-hmm. So their part, when you write their part of the inventory, you say, oh, they don't know manners, or they don't appreciate it, or they don't know how to thank somebody. That's ridiculous. But your part may be that you haven't laid out that is an expectation, which may seem
Wait, Catherine. No, I'm not going to let them get away with that. I mean, if I want you to go left instead of right, then you had no way of knowing that. So maybe I need to explain that to you.
Yeah.
But thank you doesn't. Once somebody is grown and they're in the marketplace, nobody should have to tell them that thank you is expected when somebody does something nice for you.
Okay.
I mean, do you really think that? You really think that I should, that I should, I mean, I will tell you, and this is a whole other topic, but I do this all the time at stores. When people hand me my stuff and say, there you go, instead of thank you for your business.
That's right. You're willing to educate them. And here's the thing, Jim. Again, you can stand in your righteousness, which I'm with you on this, that people should know how to say thank you. But the truth is, if you don't take it personally and you make it a professional issue, you could actually teach someone an important lesson. So you could say to your employee, look, I know it wasn't your intention, but you should know from a professional viewpoint that when you receive a bonus, it's standard to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're just giving them a lesson in professional development.
Isn't it sad, though, that it's come to this?
Yes.
You got to admit that it's sad that at this point in time in the evolution of human beings that somebody has to tell an adult you should say thank you when somebody gives you something nice.
Yes, it is. And yet, here we are.
So, what you're saying, though, is that there's all these new things now that we can get our feathers ruffled about.
Yes, and we have to pause and think about it. Do you want to stew in the resentment or say, you know, kids these days or whatever it is you want to say so you're righteously correct? Or do you want to take the opportunity from a professional viewpoint to have a conversation and clear the air?
What about just lower your expectations and get over it?
You can do that if you can really do that.
If you can really
do that.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think most people, when they lower their expectations, are actually stewing in resentment.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, there is an issue here, and I have to say, be honest, and this is a whole other topic. We can talk about this a whole other visit sometime. But young folks, you should say thank you more. What do you think, Catherine?
I think we all should, and for the youngins to know it matters a lot.
It does matter. Yeah, it sure does. Give us the website again, Catherine.
K2Enterprises.com.
Thanks for being here, Catherine. Come back again real soon.
Thank you, Jim, and Happy New Year.
You too. Catherine Crowley, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.